This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You are on the side of righteousness. You are smart. You're astute. You're clever. You are observant. You are all that and a bag of chips. You are fries with that shake. That's right. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I'm so glad you're here. Call me at 844-551-8255. I hope you were in a market to catch my film, Bleeding Blue. I would love to hear from you if you did. Leave me a testimonial, whatever, good or bad. Which, by the way, there's no bad. One person in the entirety of the show walked out in Cleveland, and it was a lady that, when it got to the Obama stuff, she walked out huffy, mad, because we told the truth about Obama. But one of my friends, who's a former law enforcement officer, big Obama supporter, he came out after the film. He's like, man, Kev, he said, I got to give it to you, man. It was an amazing film. And I said, well, you don't disagree with me on Obama? He goes, nah, man. He goes, I got to tell you, you nailed it. And this is a guy who read my book and had some problems with my book. And he comes out, big brother. Name is John. John brought his wife and his mother-in-law to the film. And he came out taking pictures, getting the selfie. He wanted the whole deal because he was like, this is a powerful film. So I hope you guys get a chance to see it at some point. We're going to try to expand it, talk to your radio stations. I only want to work with radio stations who are going to promote it and so on and so forth. I'm not dinking around with this thing. Anyway, long story short, I want you to feel good when the president gets attacked. And I know you're going to say, what, brother? What you talking about, Kevin Jackson? I said, and I'll say it again, feel good when the left attacks Donald Trump. Yeah. See, that's an attack on America. It's an attack on Make America Great Again. It's an attack on America First. It's an attack on you. You get more mad every time they attack Donald Trump. Other people are getting upset. The left are starting to understand it. Blacks are understanding it. Millennials are understanding it. Keep attacking the guy who's putting money in your portfolio, who's making your life better. Keep doing it, lefties, because you are exposing yourselves. Yep, just like those flashers wearing the raincoats. Woohoo! You're exposing yourselves, and people are seeing you for how crazy you are. I got a whole lot of crazy going on. Let me play what Dick Durbin had to say.
What concerns you more, that there's an unelected cabal or the reports that come out from these anonymous sources? I mean, doesn't the president deserve to have a staff that doesn't not just disparage him this way at times, but stops him from actually doing the job that he believes he was elected to do?
Well, of course, but you have to ask yourself, what kind of circumstances in the White House would even give rise to this possibility? Under President Obama, 8 years without an indictment, 8 years without a major scandal. You know, they had their problems, every presidency does, but nothing that went to the heart of the question about whether we have a dysfunctional White House. And if we do, it's inescapable that the president bears responsibility. He's the one who gathered this team. He's the one who tries to keep them together. And yet there is genuine fear, obviously, amongst some of them, that his behavior is going to result in some terrible things for America.
So I want you to understand what's going to happen. Welcome back, by the way. It's Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What's going to happen when the left find out that Barack Obama indeed had a very scandal-filled White House, scandal-filled administration? What's going to happen then? What's going to happen as you continue to say Trump is deranged, he's unhinged, and people continue to benefit? What's going to happen then? This is why I tell you, you got to feel good about what these people are saying. Donald Trump said it in a quote. He says, you either want to abolish ICE or you want to abolish MS-13. You either want to watch terror continue to develop and thrive, or you want what I've done, which is to essentially eliminate ISIS. ISIS, they said, has less than 1,000 people who proclaim to be part of ISIS anymore. Have you heard ISIS or Al-Qaeda? 9/11 is occurring. Let's see what happens, right? What's happened? Oh, yeah, they're going to go after us, we know. But let me just tell you, it's in check. I'm not telling you terror's over. It isn't. Because we still have stupid leftists in the world who condone it, who want us to live amongst it. But people are starting to wake up. And all these people that want to say the negative things against Donald Trump, and when we get into the next one, I'm going to play something else. I want you to understand how this derangement syndrome is backfiring on the left, because while they continue, oh, Trump is crazy, he's it. Donald Trump says, hey, by the way, we're bringing back these remains from North Korea. North Korea is now back on the negotiation table for this or that. Hey, did you notice the new jobs numbers? Have you looked at the GDP numbers? Have you looked at the consumer confidence numbers? Have you looked at how much money companies are giving back to employees? Have you looked at the number of new manufacturing jobs, the good jobs that are coming back to America? And on and on and on. He's got good news. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, Kevin, that good news isn't being reported. It doesn't have to be reported. See, you're used to the old system. Kevin, why isn't CBS and NBC and all these guys telling us about the good news? Is that where you get your news? Where do you think other people are getting their news? They're getting it from tweets. Have you looked at Donald Trump's tweets? Because whether you do or you don't, other people are. And Trump is saying, are you looking at this economy? Are you looking at your paycheck? Are you looking at your 401k? Are you feeling what you're feeling? Do you understand why you feel so good? It's because of me. Remember that song by Chuck Mangione? Feel so good? Woo! Feel so good. Maybe Bobby McFerrin, don't worry, but be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Feel good. Don't worry, be happy. Every time these clowns come on and they tell you Donald Trump is taking us into oblivion, you should feel good. Feels good. Yeah, that's Tony right there. So, look, rejoice in this. These are what you're looking at is you got the inside the beltway, the media people, all of them trying to do things to make Donald Trump look stupid. They got to get their pound of flesh, and they are not going to get it. And after November of this year, you're going to finally start, maybe you'll start paying more attention and believing a brother when he tells you that you're in good hands. This is all state.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Don't worry, be happy. Feel good. Aretha Franklin would say, Dr. Feel Good. And she wrote a song about Dr. Feel Good. Well, you need to feel good that the left continues to attack Donald Trump. I know it sounds antithetical, Kevin. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, it makes plenty of sense. Feel good that You're watching people attack Donald Trump, make him out to be as crazy as can be, because these are the very same people that said Obama was confident. And the bigger that gap between what they tell you and what's reality, the worse it's going to be. And it's going to backfire on Barack Obama, who's now been, you know, pulled out from under his swamp rat rock so that he could emerge from the hole and come campaign. Good. Donald Trump, let me tell you what Donald Trump's going to do. I'm glad they brought Barack Obama out. He's a guy that lost 1,000 seats. He's a guy that is being exposed for being completely incompetent. Look at everything I've undone that Barack Obama did previously and how good it's worked out for us. Look at that. Look at how that's working out. So all this negative press, these op-eds and all the things that they're talking about are going to backfire big time. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about the New York Times op-ed.
First, though, the New York Times this afternoon published a remarkable op-ed piece. It was written anonymously. It's the work of someone who claims to be an official inside the Trump administration, a member of the underground resistance within the West Wing. We think we've got a pretty good idea who wrote this piece. We've called the White House for comment on it tonight. But until we confirm the identity, of course, we're not going to accuse anyone in public. We'll keep you posted on that. The piece does make a couple of points. The first is that the president is an unpredictable and mercurial boss who is light on policy detail and given to saying outrageous things. That is true. Sorry, it is true. If you've ever seen him give a speech, you already know that. One of the most striking things about Trump is that he's almost exactly the same in person as he is on television. Ask anyone who knows him. There is no secret persona hidden behind the public face, as there was with Barack Obama, for example, and so many other presidents and politicians. They're totally different in person. Trump, though, is exactly who you think he is. You either like that or you don't. You voted for him or you didn't. But he's not trying to fool you. He's not capable of fooling you. He's governing exactly as you would imagine he would. It's not clear why everyone seems so surprised by that. The other point that the piece makes is that Trump's views on policy differ from those of permanent Washington, and therefore his presidency is illegitimate. At one point, the author explains that Trump does not believe Russia is the central threat to the United States and resisted imposing even more crushing sanctions on Russia. But thankfully, the piece explains, this is a direct quote, his national security team knew better. Such actions had to be taken. So let's see. Trump ran on closer relations with Russia. Voters agreed with that, and so they elected him president of the United States. And yet the tiny and incompetent Washington foreign policy establishment, the very same people who brought you Iraq and Libya, do not agree with that. So they subvert his views, which are also the views of voters, the American people. And yet, this is somehow a win for democracy, and we all should celebrate it. Well, in Washington, they are celebrating tonight, and not just Democrats, but also the entire Paul Ryan wing of the Republican Party, which even today is dominant. In maybe the most revealing part of the op-ed, the author drops this stunner, quote, President Trump's impulses are generally anti-trade. Really? Maybe the author deduced that from the hundreds of speeches Trump has given over the past 25 years attacking our trade policies. Voters knew that when they elected him. That's one of the reasons they did elect him president. Trump's attempts to do what he promised to do on the campaign are not a travesty. They are a sign the system is working as designed. Politicians are supposed to respond to voters' concerns. That is the basic, maybe the only measure of success of a presidential administration. Did you do what voters sent you there to do? In Washington, that's considered shocking. And that's the real problem with this piece. Not that some unnamed White House official is disloyal to the president. Omarosa and Anthony Scaramucci worked in the West Wing. We've seen that before. The problem is that so many in our political class are disloyal to voters. The very people in charge of administering our democracy don't believe in democracy. They don't even hide it. That's a problem.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Tucker nails it. He says this is the first time probably in modern history of politics, going back to at least Reagan, where a guy says, this is what I'm going to do, and he does it. You could say I'm disappointed in this style or whatever, but from an actual substantive point of view, Trump is delivered. And that's such a shock to the left that they see it as incompetence. Think about it. I know that sounds weird, but when you promise something and don't deliver, they go, ooh, he's transformational. Look at what Barack Obama did. He didn't deliver on anything that he promised, unless you want to count Obamacare, because he said he's going to give you, you know, you were going to get to keep your doctor and all that stuff. Even when he delivered on the one promise that he said he wanted to do, which was, well, he delivered on the promise of remaking America, and Lord knows that's not good for us. So after all these things that have occurred, the one promise that he delivered on broke all of the promises that he told you it would do. It raised your rates. It took away your doctor. It took away your existing policy and on and on and on. But you know what? That's what the left wants. They like the left want controversy in that nobody does anything. Make the promise, don't deliver. So Trump goes, no, I make the promise and I deliver. And it's across the board. Even in minutia, things that you go, that's not that big of a deal. Trump said, no, I'm going to cut the salaries of people. I'm freezing the salaries of government. He freezes them. He doesn't talk about it. He does it. And he says, I'm going to start cutting back. Now, they don't call it line item veto, but he vetoed things that were came in the budget that he could touch. He says, we're going to get some of that money back. And on and on. He says, I won't sign another budget unless it has the wall in it. I mean, it seems like minutia, but it's making the bigger point that I'm not going to let anything slip through the cracks. Meanwhile, they say he's crazy. He's deranged. How could you want a guy like this when he's this insane? And you're going, he looks pretty sane to me. And that's why I keep coming back to, you need to stop worrying. You need to not worry. You need to be happy and embrace the idea that these people are crazy. And our constituents get it. Feel good when they attack Donald Trump. They think it's working. They go into their cocktail parties and they go into their cabals and they go, oh yeah, we jumped on Donald Trump. We got a book that came out by Bob Woodward. That's going to do it. We got a New York Times op-ed. We don't know who it is. And nobody, you know, we're believed in the media and people are going to believe that Donald Trump's insiders are going after him. And we're going to promote that narrative. And you know what people are doing right now? They're going, I don't know if I believe that. And then the biggest thing, the toughest thing to sell is how crazy Trump is, but how great things are going for you. Try to reconcile that. You're, you know, a janitor. You're an accountant. You work in fast food. Try to reconcile making more money and doing better under Trump with everything they're telling you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump marked the 17th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on American soil. From Shanksville, Pennsylvania, President Trump had a message for everyone across the world.
This field is now a monument to American defiance. This memorial is now a message to the world. America will never, ever submit to tyranny.
As Hurricane Florence heads towards South Carolina, mandatory evacuation orders are in effect. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster.
Follow the evacuation routes and use those highways. We have four big highways leading from the coast. As of noon today, they will all be going. All lanes will be open only in one direction, that is away from the coast.
This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, MSNBC and other media, they're trying to demonize Donald Trump, and they gotta go after him any way they can. They are digging. They're still turning over rocks, man, trying to find anybody. So they find this guy. His name is Larry Schwartz, Tony Schwartz, who co-wrote the book, The Art of the Deal with Trump. And he's supposed to have all this insight. Now, I want you to understand, Trump is a businessman. He gets a ghostwriter, a writer. He says, hey, here's my take on it. He's not going to do the work himself. So he says, here's my take on the art of the deal. The guy sits down with him, and he's a writer. And he says, okay, you know, Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, I'm ready to write the book. Here it is. And he writes a best-selling book, one of the best-selling books in business of all time called The Art of the Deal. Okay, Trump is known for it. He certainly uses it right now, and he looks like a rock star. This dude is like the professional poker player playing with a bunch of chumps that's sitting at the table. He's the only guy that he gets every hand, and every hand is a royal flush, and he's playing poker with the rest of the world. That's what this appears. So they find this guy Tony Schwartz, and Brian Stelter of MSNBC decides he's going to interview Schwartz because he has more insight into Donald Trump than anybody. And I want you to hear this interview. And I'm keeping in mind that this is a guy that had no idea about Donald Trump, the person, the president, helps him write a book that is a bestseller, hasn't said a word about Donald Trump as this book is selling, and he's getting his royalties. And so the mainstream media, the fake news media, is so desperate, they say, will you come on and say some things? But there's some clues inside of this interview that you got to hear, and I hope you catch them. So here it is.
The book and in the new op-ed. Let's talk about it with someone who knew the president way back when, Tony Schwartz. He was the co-author of The Art of the Deal back in the 80s, and as you know, Schwartz now an outspoken critic of the president. Tony, thanks for being here. Since we're talking about books, wanted to come back to someone who worked with the president on a book a long time ago. How do you interpret his reaction in recent days to all the revelations in Woodward's book?
Well, it's textbook Trump. I mean, he makes the shift to whatever position is necessary to try to undermine the credibility of something that's critical of him. He will do so in a way that relatively few people will, by deceiving, lying, deflecting, distracting, anything he can do to keep people from focusing on what the book says.
So he'll say whatever he has to say in the moment just to get through the day, to get through the week?
No, he's trying to control the narrative, as we know. He's trying to shift the narrative. What's happening, though, is that he now has people on every side of him. He himself will pretty much say that he doesn't trust almost anybody anymore.
Mm.
He now has people from every part of the world that he occupies, including inside the White House, saying, you're pretty nuts.
And do you think too many journalists are still hesitant to bring up that issue? You say nuts. I would say, is he fit for office? I think this book, the Woodward book, is renewing and reviving those concerns. But are they being taken seriously enough by the press corps?
I think you and I have spoken about this in the past. And the idea is that it's a kind of anodyne way of describing it to say not fit for office. It's fine. But the reason he's not fit for office is that he's mentally unstable, that he's a deeply disturbed guy.
But you're not saying that with a doctor's license. You're not saying that with a psychiatrist's license.
Listen, you don't need a license to be able to see that when a person lies 6,000 times over a period of a year and a half, that there's something profoundly off about him. That is an extreme behavior. So whether we come up with a term that is psychological in nature or that seems safer, the bottom line is this guy is not stable, he's not logical, he's not rational, and he is indeed, as you say, unfit to be president.
Let's begin with the back part of that. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. He says, as you say, talking about Stelter, as you say, unfit. Because what they've done, he alludes to it. We've talked about this, you and I, Brian. And I mean, think about this. They go back to a guy who wrote a book with President Trump back in the, with Donald Trump, not President Trump, back in the 80s. And what's funny is he tells him, you know, we want to talk to somebody who worked with him back in the day, in the 1980s. An author. That's all this guy is. He's nothing more and nothing less. But anyway, he goes back and he's telling him, you remember what we talked about, how we were coached to say unhinged. And they want this to stick. But as I said to you guys in previous broadcast, how bad can it be? Think about what you're saying when you say Donald Trump is crazy. He's unhinged. But the economy's booming. I feel safer. America is really doing blah, you know, going gangbusters, unemployment low, the world feels safer. The world is benefiting from what Donald Trump is doing. America's being put first and put back, and he's crazy. Well, what does that say about your guy? What does that say about Barack Obama? When Donald Trump can negotiate with another crazy dictator and probably will denuclearize North Korea within 4 years, what do you say about crazy? What do you say about crazy when we aren't growing the debt at the level that we were under Barack Obama? What do you say about crazy when you have NATO finally paying its bills? When you have Iran, I'm going to talk about Iran in a minute. Iran is begging for buttermilk. They are in triage over there. And Donald Trump, all he's done, and I told you guys he was going to do it this way, he would use trade to negotiate this. He's crushing Iran. He's putting China in check. Have you heard the word Putin? Since when? You know what Putin is? Putin is running for his life. Because Donald Trump is saying, I'm going to come get that oil. You are either going to work with me or else. What have you heard from Syria? Syria is in less turmoil than it's been in a decade. And Donald Trump is barely addressing these things. He is restructuring the way the world works. And you've got Brian Stelter, who brings back, quote, somebody who knew Trump back in the 80s, because he wants to convince you that they're right. The media's narrative is Donald Trump is unfit, he's unhinged, and we're going to prove it to you if we have to turn over every stone from his past going back to grade school. And they get this guy. And I love it. He says, since we're talking about books, meaning the Woodward book, and I'm going to get to that back to that in just a second. He says, we wanted to talk to somebody that worked with the president back in the day. That guy did not work with the president back in the day. He worked with Donald Trump, the businessman, back in the day, and he proudly and happily wrote a book about him. And here's what's really interesting to me, if you think about it on a bigger level. Donald Trump is probably working with this leftist to help him write the book, and he didn't care. The guy was a good author. He said, hey, you want to help me write a book? Sure, man, let's do it. This guy is feasting, living off the work that he did for Donald Trump, and dares to come on later, and they want to purport him as an expert. He's no more expert than you or I. Okay, he sat down with Trump and got inside of his head to write The Art of the Deal. What's that got to do with immigration? What's that got to do with foreign policy? What's that got to do with anything that we are talking about today that is inside the head? Have you read The Art of the Deal? It's Donald Trump explaining to you how you go into negotiations. It isn't about, now, you can say he's applying, as I said earlier, he's applying that, but he's applying it miraculously. I mean, he's applying it expertly. But he goes on. It's typical Trump. Deceiving, lying, deflecting, distracting. I go back to, okay, let's say that all that's true. Can we get more deceivers and liars and deflectors and distractors? Because I'm going to tell you, I like this guy. I'm telling you what the common man is thinking. So Seltzer goes on and says, so he says what he says in a moment. He goes, no. He controls the narrative. Now, that's where he finally gets to the real crux of it. Donald Trump knows how to control. And he said he controls the narrative. He shifts the narrative. And then he goes into what they want you to believe. Now, he says, people on all sides of him, he can't trust them. He doesn't know who to trust. And so Seltzer goes, well, journalists are hesitant. You know, what are you saying? Because he says the journalists are writing about the level of distrust, and it took Woodward's book to do. And he goes, journalists are hesitant. He says, well, yeah, the Woodward book, and he says, is it reviving those concerns, the concerns that Trump is unhinged, that he doesn't trust people, and so on and so forth? And the guy goes, and here's where the coup de grace. Here's the thing that is going to crush the Democrats. You don't need a license, he says, a medical license, to see that when a person lies over 6,000 times in a year and a half, that he's crazy. Yeah, but you also don't need a license to watch the results of Donald Trump and say to yourself, all these people that are saying this guy is a liar when he's keeping campaign promises and my life continues to improve no matter what they say about him, well, I'm beginning to maybe not trust them as much.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
He always says, make America great again. Well, America's never been great for people of color. And, you know, that's something that needs to be addressed. Let's make America great for the first time.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women. 51% of our population is gone.
Let's take it up with the political panel, Fox News contributor Janine Borelli and Washington Times contributor Eric Schiff. Great to see you guys. Hey, Eric, you know, Colbert was pretty withering there.
He was, and I think for good reason. The kind of statement that Cuomo made shows you why he will likely never be president of the United States. I mean, tell that to that America was never great. Tell it to the men and women who built this great country, the great economy in the world that we have, the top economy. Tell that to those who helped to build United States' military and who helped to send people to the moon. And so, you know, I think there are many people that would say that Andrew Cuomo was never great. And this is the exact reason why Democrats are going to have a real hard time, I think, in November, because their underlying premise has to be that the economy is not good. And it's like saying that there is no sun, that the sun doesn't exist and that the earth doesn't exist. And we have a great economy today. And to say it's bad and to say America isn't great is laughable.
I believe that together we can make America great again.
I want to attack these problems and make America great again.
You are being called upon, every one of you, to secure a better future for your children and your grandchildren and to make America great again economically, educationally, and socially.
The president is the master of the deal, right? So he's going to work with people who he thinks he can work with at the current time. But remember, the president's platform was make America great again, not make the GOP great again. And he'll work with anybody. If you don't want to work with him, GOP, remember that dinner with Chuck and Nancy? Mm-hmm. That's a message, right? That's a broadside to the GOP. I got to get things done. You don't want to help me? I'll talk to somebody else.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we have all this stuff about make America great again, Donald Trump, da, 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 da. And I played a few clips of Bill Clinton. He started it. He started the make America great again, and Donald Trump, I don't know if he heard it or it was subliminal, but he took it and said, I'll take that ball and we'll run with it. And he's doing it. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Yeah, baby. Make America great again. So Ben Sasse, he's a Republican out of Nebraska, he made a comment that I find really interesting, and I think this is going to backfire for Ben. Ben wants to appear to be strong conservative. He's on a leftist show, and he says something because he's playing to the audience. So let me let you hear this clip.
Do you think it's important for the president to publicly stabilize his staffing situation in the White House? Because it certainly looks a little dysfunctional to the public.
You know, I don't have any desire to beat the president up, but it's pretty clear that this White House is a reality show, soap opera presidency. I mean, the drama is the drama of Omarosa and the drama of Cohen and the drama of Manafort and the drama of the Woodward quotes and the drama of these op-eds. What you'd like is the president to not worry so much about the short term of staffing, but the long term of vision casting for America. Pull us together as a people, help us deliberate about where we should go, and then build a team of great, big cause, low ego people around you. Right now, it feels like there's just way too much drama every day, and that distracts us from the longer-term stuff we should be focused on together.
See, this is my problem with Republicans. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. See, he's buying into this. This is Ben Sasse, a Republican, and he's being asked about, you know, what's going on at the Trump administration, and he's being asked about it in the context of a fake, I don't know, this New York Times op-ed, Bob Woodward's fictitious book, which, you know, the left wants you to believe Woodward is an amazing author, and so you got to believe him because he was the guy that broke the Watergate story. But he's an ideologue, a leftist ideologue. What do you think the New York Times, when that dust settles on that, trust me, forget the turmoil in the presidential White House, in Donald Trump's White House. Let me tell you what I said years ago. Trump is going to hire and fire people. That is what he's going to do. You may be right for the time and then wrong for the next little iteration of time, and you're going to be gone. And whether you're Sean Spicer or Scaramucci or Sarah Sanders or whomever, if you're doing your job right, great. If you showcase your ability to accomplish what President Trump wants to accomplish, you'll hang around. If you don't, you're gone. It's that simple. But they want you to believe that Trump is crazy. People around him are going crazy. And so here's Ben Sasse. He buys into it. He buys into the narrative. So he says, well, you have the drama of Omarosa. Look, I already told you, Donald Trump made a big mistake in hiring Omarosa. I know he did it as a charity case. So do you. He hired Omarosa to give her a shot, and she blew it. And it's hard for me to forgive him for that because I know Omarosa to be the type of person that I would go, Donald Trump should have better, he should have better sensibilities about himself than to bring Omarosa in for that. That's just my opinion. He should. I believe that wholeheartedly. But he didn't. So we got Omarosa, all right? But what I'll tell you is, Cohen had nothing to do with Trump as a president. That was his personal attorney, a guy who liked what he was doing, who was happy to cash Donald Trump's checks, then be on retainer or whatever he was. And they want to make it sound like he made the wrong. No, he hired a guy who was his attorney for a long time. And then I just played earlier a clip where they brought up this guy, Schwartz, and they want us to believe that Schwartz is a guy who helped Donald Trump write The Art of the Deal in the 80s. He's now the expert on Trump. He's nothing on Trump. You know more about Donald Trump than that guy. I played a clip of Tucker Carlson talking about Trump, and he says he's the most genuine guy. You know Trump from the moment he makes a speech. And Tucker goes, he's light on policy, which, by the way, I said the same thing on Sean Hannity's show when Trump was a candidate, and Sean got mad at me. And I was like, look, Donald Trump is light on policy. I'm not saying he doesn't understand it. I'm saying he understands what to say about policy, and he doesn't get into the weeds on it. That can be a plus. Sean didn't let me finish saying that, but that could be a plus. And it is a plus, and let me tell you why. Most people don't care about policy. They care about how you sell it. So Trump could talk about all the intricacies of illegal immigration, etc. He goes, we're going to build a wall. And people are like, yeah, and that wall is going to be high. And then he said, oh, Mexico said this? Okay, the wall just got 10 feet higher. That's not policy. That's playing to his audience. But don't think he doesn't understand policy, because he does. And we have Ben Sasse on with the opposition. And instead of saying, look, you can look at the so-called turmoil in the White House. Omarosa wrote a book. Where is she? What are her book sales today? There was a guy that supposedly wrote a book that detailed the Trump presidency in all its glory. Michael Wolff wrote Fire and Fury. Where is he? He's been exiled, not by Trump, but by the very media that wanted to support him, that wanted to believe it. Where's Cohen? He had all the dirt on Trump. He was going to expose him, all the paying off of hookers and prostitutes and call girls and whatever else. Where is he? Disgraced. Where's his attorney, Lanny Davis? Played a clip from him early in the show, played it a couple days ago as well, where he's on The View having to apologize. Well, I misspoke, I did this, it wasn't that I was lying. And then what does he do? Donald Trump is a big fat liar. He lies 3,000 times, 5,000 times, 10,000 times. And they're eating it up.
Well, you're right, he is a liar, he's a liar, the liar, the liar,
liar, liar, liar, liar, liar, liar, liar, liar. And you know what you're doing? You're going, I don't believe them. They're the liars. Yeah, they're the liars. Cohen. Give me the whatever you want to talk about. I will give you the answer. The panacea to everything that has illed us on the left can be summarized in three initials. DJT, Donald James J. Trump. I don't know what his middle name stands for, but Donald J. Trump. And it solves the problems, and the left hate it because, well, Trump's the anecdote. The antidote, not the anecdote. He's the antidote. He's crushing them in every way. Later in the broadcast, I'm going to talk about Iran. I want to go back into 9/11 a little bit because I want to make sure we celebrate that day. But we got a lot coming up. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.